the rest of the story. Terry Jacobs was born the only child of a prosperous Wisconsin businessman, and when Carrie was severely burned at the age of 7, the family hoped that life's cruelest blow was behind her. But that was only the first in a succession of hard knocks. She was 10 when her daddy's business went bankrupt. Some said the strain was too much for him. Anyway, in weeks, he was dead. And Carrie and her mother had to make out the best they could. Christmas Day of her 18th year, Carrie married. The groom's name was Ed Smith, and he worked in a men's clothing store. Now, I'm not saying that Carrie had to marry. Perhaps the child born almost precisely 7 months after the wedding was premature. However, it was whispered that the marriage of Carrie and Ed was not right from the beginning. Indeed, they were separated before their son was 6 and divorced the following year. Not long after the divorce, Carrie, still in her mid-20s now, became reacquainted with a childhood friend. He was Frank Lewis Bond, now an established, respected physician. They were married June 10, 1889, and theirs was to be the love of Carrie's life. Didn't Frank recall that Carrie had taken piano lessons as a young child? Carrie answered that she had. Frank then asked his bride to play something for him, and when she had finished, he made Carrie promise never to give up her music. "You are too talented," he declared, and his praise was more than adequate inspiration for Carrie to continue practicing. Of course, that's the way Frank was. He made Carrie feel special in all ways, and more important, his love was Carrie's haven from the world and its trouble, all of the unhappiness that she had known, her childhood anguish and her failed first marriage. All of that was forgotten during the years that she and Frank Bond were as one. But not even this seemingly unassailable joy was to last. In 1893, there was a national depression. Frank's finances collapsed. Slowly, the grim shadow of her father's final despair was cast upon Carrie's life again. Frank assured his wife that he was strong, that they were strong, that they would see the hardship through. The confident words had a hollow ring, however. In fact, Frank's promise could not be kept. His financial adversity continued. In 1895, he was dead. Rich or poor, Carrie had been more than happy with Frank at her side, but now that blissful light was extinguished forever. How could Carrie go on? But then she remembered the earlier promise to Frank. She must never give up her music. She's impoverished now. She would struggle to get by any way she could, renting rooms, painting chinaware, but she would continue to play the piano and to write songs, and maybe somebody someday would publish one of her songs, and one day somebody did. Carrie Jacobs Bond died in 1946, age 84, after 4 decades of wealth and world fame. You have always known the words and the music that made her famous. Now you have met Dr. Frank Bond, Carrie's one true love, not only the man who encouraged her music, but the gentle lover who, for one brief shining moment, made the world go away. And it was for him that Carrie wrote, "I love you truly. Truly, dear, life with its sorrow, life with its tear, fades into dreams when I feel you are near, for I love you truly. Truly, dear." Now, that song was sung at your wedding. Now you know the rest of the story.